sick intro, man. I like it.
It's short and it does what it needs to do. It introduces us.
Unlike other technology of the world.
Was that a riff at my computer?
Yeah, it's just things don't
bring our dirty laundry into the episode.
Yeah, is that too soon?
Yeah, my Mac sucks right now. And I know what you're thinking. Oh, PC Master Race. Well, fucking strap in for this tale of woes. I went a really long time without updating my computer, and I did it over the past 2 days. And, like, not terrible updates. We're using a different video app right now to record this, so sorry if it sounds weird, because we haven't super tested it.
Yeah, it's not our fault. It's the machine's
fault. It's the machine's fault. And the worst part is that it's so goddamn slow. Yeah. It's horrible. Don't update your computer.
Like,
where you're at, stick with what you have.
If you were to describe the speed at which your computer moves now to an animal,
what would it be? Approximately a quarter the speed of a dog dragging its ass on the carpet to itch its asshole. It sucks. Absolutely sucks.
Only a quarter of the speed, though.
It's horrible. I get the rainbow spinny circle of death by clicking on the Google search bar. It's awful.
You shall not pass!
Basically.
Anywho, you
seen any movies lately?
Yeah, man. I just watched Zombieland.
New movies? We did watch Zombieland, yeah.
Yeah, because the new one's coming out.
For 2, which will be out the weekend that this is released. So go check it out.
Go check it out. It'll be awesome, hopefully.
Yup. I can't think of any new... Because, like, we were meaning to watch The Joker.
Yeah.
Or just Joker. And we haven't yet.
Well, we did watch Infinity War. Trying to catch up on all that.
We're just rewatching.
We're just rewatching. Well, it's cool. There's, like, a lot of stuff going on.
I was
going
to mention that even though we didn't see any movies, we saw some movie stars.
Yes!
Last weekend.
Wow.
We went to Comic-Con that was in Illinois.
Whoop!
Would you like to mention some of your favorites?
Yeah, we went to Nerdfest. It was awesome.
We did.
It was at Rosemont, which is a giant spaceship convention center something, and it was massive.
The Stevens something.
Yeah, we got to see some boss ladies, some super chill dude, and lots of other cool costume stuff. Well, one of them we saw was Gwendolyn Christie. If you didn't know who that is, that's Brienne of Tarth. And
Sir Brienne of Tarth.
Yours, sir. And Captain Phasma.
Yep.
So, boss lady. She's like 11,000 feet tall. And her hand is approximately 6 feet and could slap your whole body.
The wrath of God in a slap.
Yeah.
You got to see one of your favorite TV personnel.
Yes.
And movie.
I'm a huge fan of The Walking Dead. And we got to see Norman Reedus.
Yep.
Who, if you didn't know who that is, that's Daryl Dixon on The Walking Dead. And what's his name? Murphy in the Boondock Saints?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's like the only two things I know him from, but he's done a lot with Walking Dead. So It's been like 10 years of filming. So
nice. After him, we got to see, after a really long wait, which was worth it. We got to see Brie Larson and Tessa Thompson,
woo!
Who respectfully are Captain Marvel and Valkyrie from the Marvel Universe. So that was cool. That was cool to see them banter and whatnot on stage.
Yes.
They discussed doing an MCU-sical.
Yes. The MCU.
A musical of the MCU, which was pretty sweet. We didn't get to see Tom Holland and Jake Gyllenhaal because we went off to a concert where we got to see some stars of the...
Explain it.
Because like the gold screen is the movies. The silver screen is TV. What would you call the internet screen?
The computer screen.
Because it's YouTube?
I guess. The touch screen.
Sure.
All right. We'll go with that.
We saw a couple of really, really kick-ass opening bands.
Yeah.
Planet Booty, a shout-out, along with TWRP, or Twerp.
Twerp.
All leading up to Ninja Sex Party.
Which was super fun to explain to my parents and to other people.
Did you actually tell them about it?
I don't remember how the conversation went, but you kind of had to go through levels. I even talked about it with my boss. And I was like, oh, yeah, we went to Chicago to go see some comedy bands, you know.
They're from YouTube.
Yeah, well, they're from YouTube, and they have this show. They're also, like, kind of weird. They're, like, 80s rock version of Lonely Island. Mm-hmm. And then if they really needed more, then I was like, yeah, it was a band called, like, Ninja Sex Party. And also Planet Booty. But there was another one called Twerp, and then they were totally lost by then. So.
Yep, by that point.
Yeah, they have no idea who I really am.
If you know it, you're going to, like, lose your shit over it because it's, you know, Ninja Sex. But it's one half of the Game Grumps, along with a dude who called himself Ninja Brian.
Yeah.
Who was part of the Game Grumps stuff as well. But
yeah.
You either, like, lose your shit or you're just like, huh, huh, huh.
You're like, that's nice. But.
Pretty much.
We were among the former crowd.
Yes, it was a fantastic show. It was their 10th anniversary show.
Yeah.
And their first show at a arena.
And their parents were in the crowd. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a big deal.
Super Guitar Bros were there.
Yes.
They made an appearance for Rocket Man.
Yeah.
And they played a bunch of songs that they have not played in concert before, which was kind of neat.
No big
deal.
Even
though we knew only Danny Don't You Know.
Hey, that's the best one. Danny Don't You Know by Ninja Sex Party. Go check it out. You won't be disappointed. It is a good
song. Finn Wolfhard is in it. Speaking of, are you ready to get into our casting?
Ooh, let's do it. Let's
figure out what we're casting.
All right.
I don't remember who picked last.
Should we flip the Thor coin?
You could.
All right.
Whenever we have a big decision that we can't figure out, we flip the Thor coin.
All right.
That's how you got the giant room in the apartment, and I got the tiny fucking one. All
right. Thor is me. Hulk is you.
Oh, it has been always. Oh, I like that.
Ooh, that Thor. Thing.
So that's you?
So that means I pick Blast?
That means you pick.
Okay.
Well, the Thor coin will decide past history. It will rewrite. There you go. I think I picked last anyway, because I think I picked the Snow White.
Oh, yeah. Remake. All right, I have the paper. Can you hear that, folks? Listen real close.
I wonder what this will be.
Da 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 da! Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time.
Fuck yeah. This is going to be a cool one. Oh, yes.
That's great, because that's the only Zelda I've really played.
Good. So we'll know what we're doing then. That was a weird sentence.
So we'll know what we're doing then.
Actually, I should break this up, because there's obviously if. Now, my thinking, firstly, for this series, a Netflix series would be excellent. This sort of thing.
Oh yeah.
Secondly, which maybe we could set up. We could set it up like a Netflix series, where you go through like 10 episodes of like different temples and shit, or something.
That'd be sick. I don't know.
That'd be kind of cool. I'm just kind of putting the main players up right now. Obviously, you have the non-titular character Link.
Yeah, he's
Legend of Zelda is the boy Link. In the green.
It's your boy, a Link.
I broke it up into Young Link and Adult Link, because we're probably going to have two different castings for that. Do we want to cast Young Zelda in Older Zelda, too?
Yeah, why not, if we're doing Young Link?
Sure. We don't need a Young Ganondorf.
Though. Are we going to cast the old man who gives him the stuff? That sounds
the
like
old man who gives him the stuff.
Isn't there like
you're talking about the dude who's like it's dangerous to go alone?
Yeah,
that guy's like the first Zelda.
Oh,
you fool!
Yeah,
there's no old man. There's a giant ass tree.
Yeah, the Dooku tree.
Dooku.
Yeah,
holy
freaking
shit!
The Count Dooku tree.
The Count Dooku tree.
Sir Christopher Lee, back from the dead.
It's a horrible dueler. A tree. So yeah, Young Link, Young Zelda, Ganondorf. Now, beyond them, it's pretty much tertiary characters, but we could cast them if we wanted to.
Let's just do the main ones, like...
Like all the sages? All the sacred sages?
Yes.
Are key?
Like Zora and... Zora.
They have names, Zelda
the
racist.
Freaking fish princess. What's her name? Zora?
It's named Rudo. Okay, we're going to go in order of the sages.
Wow, yeah, okay.
We have Saria, who's Link's bestie, the little girl, the green-haired girl in the
I
forest.
I thought her name was Sarah.
It's basically Sarah with an I.
All right.
Then we have Darunia.
Wait, she was a sage? Saria?
I would say spoilers, but I literally played your game for you.
Yeah, so. Well, you know, I just didn't know what I was doing.
So then we got Darudia, the big, you know.
The Goron. The Gorongorong. Yeah.
Yeah. We have Rudo, who is the Zora, the fish lady, as you
fish so princess. Aptly
called her.
Chick.
We have Impa, who is Zelda's caretaker and the sage of the Shadow Temple. And then we have Nibiru.
What is the between them and Nabu?
And Rauru.
How do you remember all these names?
Dude, I lived and breathed Ocarina of Time. That was my absolute jam.
Alright.
So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 characters. Do we want to add any more? Are there any standout characters that you can think of?
We need some voice actors. Okay. One for the Count Dooku tree.
That's a good call.
One for the owl who can flip his head around.
Yes. So, GDT, Great Deku Tree. The owl is named... Oh, fuck. What is the owl named?
Freaking owl.
It's a really crazy name. I gotta look it up.
It's a... Well, while you're looking that up, we could also do one for Navi.
Yes. That the little fairy. That is a very... You just need one person to say, hey! Listen! Over and over again.
Gordon Ramsay is Navi. I'm putting in a word.
Ding-a-ding-ding. Where's the lamb sauce?
It just starts punching him in the face.
Do you want to know the owl's name?
Yes.
It is Kepora Gebora.
Kepora Gebora.
I'm just going to write owl for the sake of space.
Somebody was stretching for that name. Someone's like, oh, what should we name the owl? I don't know, something cool and like fantasy-esque. They were like, oh, that sounds good. Let's put that in.
Did one on the bubble.
Yeah, whatever that line
That's
is.
That's a quote from Knights of the Old Republic. Bitch, get on my level.
Spencer.
Bitch. So that brings us up to, I'll last count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Spencer, what is the general gist of this story for any of our listeners who don't know it?
I mean...
Get it down to one sentence.
You want me to explain the entire game of Ocarina of Time in one sentence?
Yes. It can be a
rhyme. Boy gets some... I was going to say, can I have like commas in there?
There can be commas and semicolons.
A boy meets a girl and gets her some stones and then goes and finds some coins and fights a bad man.
A bad man? He's but not
it's
wrong.
The core of it. It's the hero's journey.
Yeah. He's got to do some stuff, rescue the princess, fight the bad guy. You know how it goes.
Yeah, we know how it goes.
All right, so we have how many characters now? Like
14.
14, great. Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm trying to think of some good candidates. Oh boy, the young actors.
The young actors are tough, man.
I hate casting the same people, like reusing the same people over and over again. But I gotta say,
What?
The kid who I cast in, like, everything.
Finn Wolfhard?
No,
He's gonna get so much work from our Dreamcasts.
Young actors, I'm Googling it. You should have IMDb out,
you could give
sir.
The kid who played, Avatar Aang in The Last Airbender awful M. Night Shyamalan movie, you could give him some acting lessons and then make him young Link because he doesn't even speak. Know what I mean?
No, because I wasn't paying attention.
Well,
something to help you with. Young Link and young Zelda in the narrative of the story are like basically 10 years old. When Link pulls the Master Sword, time passes. Are you fucking kidding? I Google searched child actors, and the first thing that pops up is Macaulay Culkin. Which, not wrong, but he's not exactly a kid anymore.
Yeah.
When Link pulls the Master Sword, time jumps forward 7 years. So then he would be 17, Zelda would be 17. Okay, I think I have an idea.
All right.
This is going to be a slight stretch, but follow me on this.
All right.
So, my Link and my Young Link, I think I've got in one shot. Going off of two great sources of young actors nowadays, Stranger Things and It, which are nearly the same thing. I am pitching Noah Schnapp as Young Link, who was... he was Will in The Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah. This is now, like, all the rage right now with the tweens.
Probably. Well, I think that whole cast probably is
Huge with them.
So Noah Schnapp pulls the sword, ages 7 years, and then becomes Nicholas Hamilton, who was the bully kid in It.
Oh, interesting.
Because I was kind of scrolling through, and like that's his picture when he's not a creepy psycho
that's trying to
like knife fat kids. And like you put them side by side, and like I think it's believable that they would kind of age into each other.
It's definitely believable. I would actually throw a counter offer in there.
Okay.
Only on the grounds that we use Nicholas Hamilton already.
Okay.
And we also use Nicholas Schnapp. However, I would like to make a case for Taron Egerton.
Ooh, as Young Link?
As regular Link. Adult Link. Just based off of his work with Robin Hood, I thought he did a really good job with like all the action. And obviously, he's a phenomenal actor. But I could potentially see him being the grown-up version of Noah Schnapp as well.
I could see that.
We can. We don't have to decide now.
I'll put a slash and Taron.
The audition would just be like, all right, read what's on the stand. He walks in, he just, huh?
Yeah, basically. That's the one problem you have with this is like, does Link have a speaking part?
Well, I mean, he speaks to people, but in the game it's just text, so he can make it however he wants, really.
That'd be funny.
Just all these random grunts and stuff.
I was thinking, I was kind of looking into, like, a young Zelda versus a regular Zelda as well, like, who would age into who, like, decently nicely. Decently nicely, because, like, you gotta have some similarity. I'm looking at you, It and It 2, who was, like, the perfect dealing for that. Now, young Zelda, you don't necessarily have to worry about hair color too much, because she's got, like, this kind of bonnet thing that, like, just rests on her head for a while. I was kind of thinking Sophia Lillis, who is the young girl from It.
She's Bev, red hair. She's
Bev, yeah. Just because she has a very, like, princessy
look like
to her.
Big eyes, little button nose type of thing, like basically. In the anime.
But I'm not too sure who she would... Like, the obvious answer would be, like, she would grow into Jessica Chastain.
Cause, Sophie that's what Turner.
Sophie Turner with
She could pull off wig, the blonde hair. The
blonde wig.
She's already had the blonde
hair. We are absolutely tapping... I was writing Sophie in the wrong spot.
Tapping what?
Oh, it's Sophia Lillis turning into Sophie Turner. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
We're tapping Pokemon, because, like, when we did our Misty casting, I cast Sophia Lillis, and you cast
Sophie Turner. It's all coming back to me.
Yep. I like that Zelda. I really like that Zelda. As long as we're in, like, kind of the kid actor section, Saria, who is the sage of the forest with, like, the green hair, would also be a likely... You know, she would be a child actor as well.
Yeah.
You would need some sort of candidate for her. Maybe you go more Stranger Things and throw Sadie Sink.
My brain auto-filled your sentence. Like, maybe Thanos?
Just, I am inevitable.
But I'm like, give him like a little green wig with pigtails. Just walk stomping around with Taron Egerton.
No, I was going to say Sadie Sink, who played Mad Max in Stranger Things. Give her a green wig, and she kind of
has
that as well.
Definitely.
And then you get the kind of you know, back and forth between her and Noah Schnapp that we've seen before.
Yes. Totally, definitely, affirmatively, completely. Okay. I ran out of my
thesaurus. So we have our first sage of the
Nice!
The times.
Are we going to save Ganondorf for last?
We could. We could just keep on going.
Let's do the sages. I mean,
Dorunia and Rudo, I feel like, would be kind of a, like a bodysuit deal with just kind of, like, extra additions. And maybe even Dorunia, too. Dorunia seems the most likely to, like, CGI.
Yes. So, I would like to throw a name in the hat.
Okay, for who?
For Dorunia.
Okay.
He's the Grong Grong King, right?
He's the Goron. Yeah. The Grong Grong?
The Grong Grong King. And the Grong Grong Gorons can roll up into balls, can they not?
Correct.
Yes. So, I would like to throw in Roshan Hammond, who, if you don't recall, he's all grown up now. And he played Thudbutt in Hook, who was the kid who rolls down the little bridge and knocks off with all the pirates. He's got the little beret with the pom-pom on the top. And he inevitably becomes the next Peter Pan. So I would like to throw him in the ring with a hat.
I don't even know, like, does he still act nowadays? What does he sound like? Like, what does he look like?
Well, I mean, we'd be putting him in a suit, and I'm pretty sure the Grong Grong would have a different voice than a human.
I have no good counter for that.
Yeah, like, I know so you good. Don't. It's perfect.
What was his name?
Roshan Hammond.
Okay, I'm going to...
Or Roshan. Not, no D in the
I'm Roshan. Looking at your screen to... I love that.
Yes. Flashback to Hook, one of the best movies ever made. Woo!
It was a great movie. That's awesome. I love it. Rudo.
This is like a sexy fish lady?
Yes. I mean, I had a crush on her. Think like Shape of Water, but gender swap.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, Rudo. There is a young Rudo, but I think we'll just cast the adult one just for the sake of, you know, not having to futz around with that. Yeah, she's very womanly, basically has all the shapes and curves of, you know, your average woman, but she's got fins and gills and a big, like, hammerhead shark head.
Not your average woman.
She's also, like, character-wise, at least as a kid, she's kind of a brat. She's kind of sassy, but she kind of grows out of it as she becomes a sage.
Well,
so if you want someone with, like, some snap to their character, that would definitely be the one. I'm going to let you think on her, because I just realized...
I was thinking Zoe Zendella.
Who?
Or
Zoe Saldana?
Saldana, that's how you say it, yeah.
Ooh.
I was thinking I like that. She could snap, man.
Yep.
You ever see her yell at Chris Pratt or Sam Worthington?
Yes. I was just going to say, because of both those movies with, like, the makeup... you know, experience she's had.
Right.
She could fit right into that. I like that.
Full immersion.
I have my Impa. I just need to...
What's the Impa like?
Impa is... she is...
Oh, that's the chick with the big pants?
No. She's the one with, like, the armor. She's Zelda's caretaker. When you first meet her in the game... and she, is, like, not quite old. She's, like, an older lady, but is still, like, in this version in this game version of Impa, she's kind of, like, a warrior of this race called the Sheikah, who are, like, long extinct, but she's passed on the traditions and whatever, and then she becomes the sage of the Shadow Temple.
Nice.
But she's most core, essential... to the story as Zelda's caretaker.
Okay.
I want Helen Mirren.
Oh, yes.
For
Impa. Oh, that's so good.
Just because, you know, she's a badass. And Helen Mirren will always be a badass, who is an aged lady, but, like, you couldn't tell it. And she would... I absolutely see her, like, putting her life over Sophia Lillis. To protect her.
As a stand-in?
for Impa?
Or a understudy? I would like to suggest Betty Midler, who, if you don't know her, she's from Book Hocus Pocus. She's Winifred. And, yeah, she's got... She could do a wide range of emotions with this role. But just as a stand-in, because Helen Mirren definitely takes the kick on that one.
True. I'll put her in parentheses then.
Okay.
Rather than a slash, because we apparently aren't going to debate on that one.
Correct.
Cool. We have Nibiru and Rauru, the Rururus of the rest of this. Nibiru, while you're frantically searching, Nibiru is the Lady of the Desert. She is a Gerudo who is...
that's the lady with the big pants.
Yep, she's got the big pants. She's got long red hair. She is the leader of this all-female tribe that lives out in the desert. Of, like, badass warrior women assassins. And she eventually becomes the sage of the spirit. Spirit temple. And spirit medallion and whatnot. Rauru is kind of an older dude. He's got the big old mutton chops. And yeah. He is the light medallion sage.
What's his voice like? Sage. Is it like... like Santa? Nobody like knows. Deep in...
Nobody knows.
Well, that was like it's... evil Santa, but you know. Or is it like Smee? Like...
it...
I don't know what he
sounds like. It's probably nice booming and...
like a powerful voice.
Yes. I know who I want for it.
Go
I don't
for
know
it.
If you, I'll let you think on Nibiru. Because I think you're gonna absolutely agree with my Rauru cast.
Rauru.
I need to check out his name, but the actor that I would choose for Rauru would be Liam Cunningham.
Who dat?
He is Sir Davos Seaworth.
Oh yes. Oh, Game of so Thrones. Good.
Like look at him.
Yeah, that's like, perfect.
Give him some mutton chops.
Some and big he old is mutton
absolutely
chops.
Rauru. He could even give him a cool accent or something.
Yeah.
I would love to see him in that role.
That would be so good.
As a sage of the light medallion. And I guess the Temple of Time. Because you don't really do... to get the medallion, you just age up. Mm-hmm. Like when you pull the sword, he appears and he's like, you gotta go save the others. And then gives you the medallion for free.
Yeah.
Bah! Which is the easiest one. And yeah, it's the easiest one to get for sure.
Yeah.
But I would love seeing him in that little role, cause he's essentially the leader of the sages as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What have you found for Nibiru?
Well, Nibiru, she lives in the desert, right?
Yes.
So she's kind of, okay. So someone who lives in the desert. I'm just kind of pulling this from a recent movie, but I think it could work.
I know who you're thinking.
I think it could work. Naomi Scott.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah,
Jasmine from Aladdin, the most recent Aladdin.
Absolutely agree.
I mean, I thought she did a pretty good job. I liked her singing. I would just love to see more fight scenes in our Legends of Zelda movie. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, I concur.
Excellent.
Also,
she's pretty.
Truth. We have some voice actor roles
yes.
to fulfill. For the Great Deku Tree, which obviously would be this loud, booming presence.
Yes.
I already know who I want.
Go for it.
James Earl Jones.
Yep, that's exactly what I was thinking.
James Earl Jones for the tree.
I already know my owl.
Okay.
Idris Elba.
Ooh.
Because he's got like that like really that. Powerful but wise kind of presence. Like, I definitely know more than you, but I'm going to tell you in a way that's really cool.
I'm going to throw you a curveball.
Please.
What if Idris Elba was our Ganondorf?
I thought you were going to say Navi.
Link, we have to get to the Great Deku Tree.
What if Idris Elba was our Ganondorf?
Well, I think that'd be sweet.
I like that image.
Because in the most recent, in Hobbs and Shaw, he played an excellent villain. Just like unstoppable.
Yeah. Should we do it?
Yeah, he would have to be cool with like a ton of makeup, but.
Oh, I'm sure he'd be fine.
Yeah, I just
thought. He was Heimdall, I mean.
Yeah.
And he's going to be in the Cats movie.
Who's going to see the Cats movie?
It's all CGI, but I mean, whatever.
You sure you don't want James Corden as Navi?
Be annoying enough. This would be, I feel like this would be like cheaping out on our audience, but I would be like, it'd be an interesting parallel to have Idris Elba be Ganondorf, but also voice the owl.
Ooh.
Just in like a different tone of voice or something. But
well,
like
there's gonna be some sick audio mixing when he's Ganondorf.
Honestly, though, in like the narrative of the story, you kind of gather after a while that like the owl is actually Ra'ru in like an animal form that's like guiding you along.
See, I never got that.
you just thought it was an owl?
I guess. I was like, look at this big freaking owl here.
I think we should just cast something completely different. Because it would be kind of, I think it would be cheaping it to to pull someone who's already in our cast to voice somebody else. I know my Navi.
Who's your Navi?
I just now thought of it. Who? You need kind of an annoying voice, right?
Yeah.
Hey! Listen!
Like that?
Yes. How's it?
Who's got an annoying voice who could play a little glowing ball fairy?
Come on, pop up. There we go. Okay. Kristen Schaal.
Who's that?
I'm going to show you her because you probably recognize her off of that. Yeah. she is, voice-wise, probably most famous for Bob's Burgers. She plays Louise Belcher. she's been in a ton of different stuff.
Yeah.
But that's probably her most famous, like, if you needed a voice to recognize, it's going to be Louise.
Absolutely.
So, Kristen Schaal, who gives, like, very nasally, like, piercing voice.
Let's hear it. Say, I want a peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah.
I want a peanut butter sandwich!
Alright, we'll take it.
It was awful. I haven't seen enough of her in anything, but like, it's a pretty recognizable voice. Uh-huh. People are gonna get it. Lastly, since we're not copping out on our owl, who's our owl?
Well, see, this is where I'm starting to dive into, like...
Ooh, I know who I...
I don't want to do a cop-out and have it be Ian McKellen.
That's who I was thinking
of! I know, but, like, that's too easy. You know, I was...
That's who I was going to say. Voice of... You know, the Magneto voice, or, like, the Gandalf voice. It's this old, wise, you know, character guiding you through the game.
Yes.
It's got to be Sir Ian McKellen. All
right, yeah. Ian McKellen, or are we going to pull out, you know, the big one? Are we going to do...
Maybe think of a Toy Story. The big one. Keep out of reach of children.
I was going to say Morgan Freeman, but we might save him.
For what?
A future one?
That's true. We do... We also got to put Sean Bean in something. I just pulled up the cast for Lord of the Rings.
Well, who dies first?
Apparently he was number four. Who dies first? Probably the Great Deku Tree.
Sean Bean it is. Sorry, right, James Earl Jones.
Nicholas Hamilton or Taron Egerton for Link?
Taron.
Yeah. I haven't seen enough heroics from Nicholas, so why not have...
So step it up, bruh!
Why not have a spy Elton John for Link?
Why the heck not?
And, like, he can still play young. Like, he was Eggsy, and, like, that's pretty believable as, like, a young kid.
Yep.
I'd
spent...
All right.
Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time, Netflix series, who's our cast?
We open in the Kokiri Forest... Flying around with Navi, who flies over to the Great Deku Tree. It's an exchange between Kristen Schaal and James Earl Jones. James Earl Jones and his very booming Mufasa.
Mufasa!
Mufasa. His Mufasa voice tells her, go and find the chosen one. So she flies through the thing, hits the little fence, and flies into the tree to find Noah Schnapp asleep, young Link, in his tree. He hops out, runs along. I'm just going to... You meet a lot of these characters before a lot of... Hang on. What the fuck just happened?
Uh-oh. No!
If this is still recording, my computer just kind of went black screen, and I'm getting, like, the rainbow.
Hooray!
Okay, it's back. And... Still recording! Alright, we're going.
Yes!
Fucking updates, man. All
get
right,
it, man!
We're gonna go quick, just in case.
Go.
He wakes up, goes on to this adventure, eventually meets young Zelda, played by Sophia Lillis, a.k.a. Stranger Things, Bev. She tells him, hey, we gotta get this shit together to defeat Idris Elba Ganondorf, the man through the window. The man in the Dark Tower. eventually, young Link goes and finds all this quest. There's the spiritual stones, goes and pulls the Master Sword, where he's greeted by Raru, who is Liam Cunningham. Tells him, you gotta go help out the other stages and, like, release them from their shit. So he goes and finds them. Also, Link grew up into Taron Egerton. and he goes and he eventually finds Saria, who is Sadie Sink, Darunia, Roshan Hammond, Rudo, Zoe Saldana, Impa, Helen Mirren, with a Bette Midler understudy, Nibiru as Naomi Scott. And eventually he finds... we didn't cast Sheik, but I'm assuming it's just going to be her in disguise.
Yeah.
Sophie Turner as an adult Zelda. They find her. Along this whole quest, he's guided by an owl, Sir Ian McKellen.
Yes.
Playing Kaipora Gabora. And then eventually, Link, Taron Egerton, faces down Idris Elba. That is the coolest sentence I've ever said.
Yes.
As Ganondorf in a final battle in the tower to save Sophie Turner.
Boom, fam! Look at that.
Spoilers.
Yeah. Spoilers if you didn't play the game for the last 30 years.
That came out back in 95.
That's awesome. I love it. I want to see this movie.
Also,
this
pretty sure it was like 98, actually.
So, Netflix, hit us up. We want to be part of this deal.
Yeah, we got your cast, Netflix.
Yeah, and also...
You need something to take on Disney Plus.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. That's going to be coming out soon.
Let's partner with Nintendo. Netflix and Nintendo. The two ends.
It would be so damn
good. Of friendship. Or not.
The two ends.
Just...